opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Stephanie White from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. We like to say it's been 5 years of fabulous for Louisville Family Fun. So the podcast has been around close to two of those five fabulous years. So there's lots to talk about here in Louisville when it comes to families and kids and entertainment. And this podcast is just the tip of the iceberg. So make sure you visit LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. And also, we have a sister site that is just turning about 9 months old. She's starting to crawl, if you will, Kentucky Family Fun. And that website will provide all of the insight for our entire state. So ideas about overnight camps, sleepaway camps with your for your kids, or little getaways to the Kentucky State Parks, or unique places to visit like a drive-in or a cool coffee shop when you're out at a museum in another area of the state, all of that good stuff. So there's so much to talk about. And so we created another website because, hey, why not? We love websites and we love podcasts too. So this podcast is going to be great because it has a woman that you're going to meet here in a little bit who is also a blogger. And she's, you know, on social media and Twitter, and I've seen it. And her children go to the same school my children do. So there was a lot of people in common. One day I met her, just kind of showed up at GIFT at St. Bernadette, our church. GIFT is Growing in Faith Together. It's like the Sunday school that my children go to. And there was a presenter at the beginning of GIFT, and there she was. And I said, hey, that's More Skis, Please, on the blog, because somebody had told me about her because they knew I was a blogger and we lived in the same community. Oh, you should meet Taryn. She's also a blogger. Anyway, we've gotten to know each other and I'm really impressed with her journey, and I hope you are too, because her conversation with Maggie, who's going to be interviewing her in a bit, you all know Maggie, so is going to be all about choose kind. It's Taryn has taken what some people would call a why me in their life, you know, something that, you know, a lot of people would look toward and say, you know, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to my family? And instead go, this is an opportunity. We can teach people things, and we can use this as a vehicle of change and helping people. And I really, really, really commend her for turning that around. And I know from her story that it wasn't instant, that it took work for her to accept things and to use it for the positive. And boy, is she really using it for something positive. So she's created this whole nonprofit organization to help support people, and you'll hear about it more. I don't want to ruin it. And she has created a little movement here that I hope will become big called Choose Kind, about using the library and books to teach kids and families to communicate about differences that they may see between people, and to be kind to those differences instead of judging or instead of turning away from them, because communicating and being open about it, that's what she's all about. And it's really, really impressive. So I hope you like what's coming up with Maggie Kimbrell and Taryn. And so I'll use this little bit left that I have in my intro here, about 1 minute. The clock is ticking. I feel like I'm, you know, just accepted an Academy Award, and I see my little recorder going past 4 minutes. I'll get to it. Is look for a way in your family. Louisville Family Fun should not always be about going out and finding entertainment that gives you pleasure. possibly Louisville Family Fund can be going out and finding a way to give back to your community so that you receive pleasure and you give it at the same time. And that's one of the reasons that I bombard Louisville Family Fund these days with stuff about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana, because I feel that Big Brothers Big Sisters provides that opportunity for children who wouldn't otherwise have it, exposure to broaden their horizons through this mentoring program. And what Taryn is doing through Choose Kind is just another aspect of going out and teaching people about ways to open up their mind, to accept, be kind, and make where we live, our small community, our big city, our state, make this ripple effect of changing everyone's lives for the better. I really feel passionately about that. So let's get to the interview. Here comes Maggie Kimbrell with Taryn Skies, teach you about choosing kind.
Welcome back to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast here on Louisville.am. I'm your host, Maggie Kimbrell, and with me today is Taryn Skies. Welcome, Taryn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Taryn is a local blogger and has a program based on a book called Choose Kind. No, the program is Choose Kindness. And what was the book called?
The book is called Wonder.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that book and how it ties into your life and your blog.
Sure. Well, my husband and I, Ricky, we live here in Louisville. We actually live in Prospect in Oldham County. And we have four boys. And our second son, Aiden, was born with a very rare genetic craniofacial condition.
Okay.
And we didn't know about it when he was born, so it kind of took us off guard, but we've done a lot of research, and he's doing great. And we came across this book called Wonder a couple years ago that's written by R.J. Palacio, and it's a fiction novel for kids in the elementary grades. Mm-hmm. And it's about a boy with a craniofacial condition that makes him look different. And he is embarking on his first time going to a school, a mainstream school. His mom had kept him home and mm-hmm. homeschooled him because, you know, for fear of medical stuff, but also how people were going to treat him. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard about the book, you know, I knew that it might reflect some of the challenges that
a lot of parallels to
right,
your life,
right, that we yeah. would probably experience. So my oldest son, Ethan, was in kindergarten at the time, so he's still relatively young, but I read through a couple of the first chapters and I thought it was an appropriate book for all of us to read together as a family. And it helped spark some conversation about Aiden and how to talk to, you know, just even family members about his condition. And then also we got to talk about, you know, some of the main characters' challenges that he faces going mm-hmm. to school. So using that book, the main message behind the book Wonder is there's a quote from the book that says, you know, if given the chance between being right and being kind, choose kind.
Oh, that's
yes.
a really great message.
Right.
And I think
is.
A lot of kids today need to hear that.
Absolutely. You know, you hear a lot about bullying nowadays, and as a parent, it's just terrifying. And
yeah.
throw in there, you know, a child that has some physical differences that are going to get him recognized and always get looks and stares and comments anyway.
Right.
You know,
and maybe somebody who's even medically fragile a little bit.
Exactly.
There's bullying of that. I've heard about food allergy bullying as well.
Definitely. So it kind of spans all different kinds of differences. You know, we're all different, and that's basically what the author is trying, you know, stresses that point. So using that message, a friend of mine who lives in Texas, who also has a son with a craniofacial condition, came up with the idea for a Choose Kind library at their child's school.
Nice.
And I loved it. I loved the idea. So I contacted her and I said, hey, I want to bring this to my kid's school. You know, help me figure this out. And she did. And my kids are at Goshen. They're in second and first grade right now.
Goshen Gators. I was a Goshen Gator.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love it there.
So, fabulous.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just worked with the PTA there and they were on board, and I got in touch with the principal and we sat down and talked about, you know, the important message that we could bring to the school with this library. And it's currently being developed, and the kids, there's fifth graders that are taking it on as their project, and they're rocking it, and I can't wait to see it come to life.
That's fabulous. And, you know, I really like that you're taking something that's kind of a struggle in your life and turning it into an opportunity for outreach to educate some people.
Definitely.
That's really, you know, really inspiring, I think.
Thank you. Yes.
And it's going to be really good for those kiddos to have that as a resource to understand, because I think a lot of times, you know, if you don't have a difference, mm-hmm. a major difference like that, it's hard to understand what somebody else is going through. Right. And it's a really good opportunity to teach the kids empathy, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, exactly.
So do you go into the schools and talk to them at all? What are you doing there?
We started using the idea at Goshen. We kicked it off with an assembly for the third, fourth, and fifth graders. And the fifth grade always does a legacy gift at the end of every year. They leave behind something for the school to use. And in the past, it's been, you know, physical items like paintings or, you know, donations for the bookstore, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of trying to emphasize more service-related gifts.
Nice.
And so this tied in nicely with their goal.
Good.
So they put the fifth grade in charge of bringing this project to life. So they were able to talk to their peers about what the Choose Kind Library was going to be, what it's going to look like, what it means to the school. And, I mean, it's been exceptional working with them. They
yeah.
just are so creative and so excited about this. We were able to talk to local news station about the project, and I think it's going to turn out really well.
That sounds really great.
Mm-hmm.
So how have your kids helped and been involved in this project?
You know, it's funny because Ethan, I've tried to explain to him about what we're trying to do at Goshen, and you know, it's not about Aiden, it's about helping all kids, you
right,
know, that
yeah.
have challenges. I mean, even we're saying that the library itself is going to house titles that have categories of books like touching on divorce or adoption, you know, mm. any kind of challenges, social emotional challenges that
right.
kids that age would go through. And so in explaining that to them, they're really excited to be a part of it. And every time they see some, you know, a new poster that goes up at school, they're like, oh, that's my mom's project.
Oh, cool.
They get really excited
Aww,
about it.
That sounds
yeah.
like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Now, you're also a blogger.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been blogging?
I started my blog, More Skis, Please, just after Aiden was born. And it was kind of my way of communicating with friends and family about everything medical that was going on with him.
Okay.
So he was born with Apert syndrome, which is a very rare condition.
Mm-hmm.
Only 25 kids annually
wow.
are born with it. So
it's hard to find a support group for that, it sounds
was.
Like.
It was extremely terrifying in the beginning. You know, you Google the condition and it brings up very outdated or the worst of the worst cases.
Yeah.
And
that's what, don't Google
I know,
things, people.
I know.
Don't, especially medical things. Don't Google anything ever.
I should not have, because it was a scary start for us.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine
yeah.
so. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, it was. So I eventually, you know, we have friends and family all over that wanted to keep up with what he was going through. So I started the blog. That was when blogging, it was in 2008, was relatively new. You know, there were mm-hmm. just a couple different platforms that you could use, and I just wanted something really simple. But over the years, it's been amazing, because it's kind of morphed now into more of like a parenting lifestyle, you know, slash
yeah.
special needs blog. I talk
Absolutely.
About Aiden still and his journey, but just everyday stuff. And it's been a source of inspiration for many people, especially those who have had a child diagnosed with Apert syndrome. I've been contacted from all over the world of people who've come across our blog and said, it's so refreshing to see your take on things, and that 6 years later, you're living a normal life with happy kids, and, you know, that we can get there too.
That's wonderful. And again, another example of you taking something negative in your life and turning it into an opportunity for outreach. And that's really good. So now you're the resource for the parents who are going through this.
Right. Yeah.
And that's really fabulous.
Thanks.
Okay, so you have four boys.
I do.
I have two boys. I can't even imagine having four boys. How do you survive that?
Oh, day by day.
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
What kinds of activities are your boys into? What do they like to do?
They are trying their hand at every sport. They're playing
yeah.
basketball right now. Actually, they are playing on St. Mary's team over in Prospect, and Aiden, my six-year-old with Apert syndrome, just made his first basketball shot at the game, and the
Isn't
whole place just
erupted. So fun.
So
oh my goodness. That's
moment
awesome.
For us. Yeah. And it's so great to see them actually playing together. They're 11 months apart, Ethan and Aiden are.
Wow.
So they're super close, and, you know, also worst enemies.
Oh, yeah.
at
that,
times.
That's how they are, frenemies at that
yes.
age.
But they're very active kids, and they keep me busy and they keep me on my toes, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Fabulous.
I'm the type of person that wants to be on the go all the time and barely takes a breath. So,
yeah, I'm kind of that. I go back and forth, though, every once in a while. I'm just like, I just want to sleep all day. Can I just have one day where I just sleep all day? That's great. So some of this library that you're working on, how long have you been working on this at Goshen Elementary?
We kicked it off in the fall of this year. So it's going to be ready. Hopefully we're going to have like a ribbon cutting ceremony when the library itself is ready.
So it's going to be all official and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've got books to help all kinds of kids who are going through all kinds of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going into the schools mm-hmm. and you're talking to the kids.
Yep. I have a presentation that I do based on, you know, the Choosing Kind message, and I've been invited by a dozen elementary schools so far around from Northern Kentucky all the way down here in this area. And I go in and I've done K through 8 presentations. I've done just fifth grade classrooms. I've done, you know, assemblies, and give this presentation talking about Aiden's story and giving them a face to go with, you know, the subject of bullying.
Like this is real life, people.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And just showing, you know, making them stop and be aware that all the things that kids go through, and that each one of us has a unique story.
Absolutely.
And to, you know, just embrace our differences and celebrate them instead of picking and, you know, and fighting with other kids about stuff.
Have you ever had an experience where your message was met with negativity?
No, I really haven't. I mean, this has just been such a positive journey for me, and I absolutely love the opportunities I've been given to get in front of kids and talk about it.
That's fabulous.
I've also been able to talk to adults. I've done a couple of presentations on teaching kids about differences. So, you know, I've had parents come up to me and say, you know, well, I had an experience in the grocery store where my kid said something, you know, mortifying, and I just yanked him away and I was too embarrassed to address it appropriately. Can you give me some tips on what to do?
Yeah, tell me how to handle that, because mm-hmm. I get that, you know, kids, they just don't have a filter.
Right.
And sometimes they'll say something,
yes.
you know, negative about
right.
somebody that they just spout right off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to ignore it, my kids at least will just keep going and
right.
going and going and going. I'm like, shut up.
Right. Exactly.
So how do you recommend that people handle that when they have an experience? Because, you know, on the other side of things, like, I'm sure you would love to take your son to the grocery store and not have everybody stop and mm-hmm. say, hey, you look different
right.
or something
right.
like that. So where's the happy medium there?
There is, I think. And I mean, this is just my view on things, so I can't speak for other people who have
right.
differences too in their
right.
families. But I find that it's most helpful. And I tell parents and friends who have asked me, you know, if you see someone that's different, your kid is going to notice. Kids are curious by nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's
absolutely.
Just, and the person will know that too. I mean, mm-hmm. we've talked to Aiden about people staring at him because he sees it now as he gets older.
Yeah.
And if you can't think of the right thing to say, if you're embarrassed or, you know, your kid has said something, just smile. You know,
and say hi.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been what I've been telling people. Just say hi. Just say hi. That's
yeah.
all it needs to be.
It's a real person.
Right.
Just say hi.
Right. And I also like, if there's kids involved and a kid has said something about Aiden and, you know, the parent hears it, you know, don't ignore it. That's the worst thing you can do, because it breaks my heart when it happens. And then I'm, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, they're not going to learn anything from this situation. You know, hopefully if you
That's
haven't found the right words, then you find the right words to say, you know, in the car ride home and say, you know, we could have handled that better.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment, if it happens, you know, have your child come up and say hi. If you notice that they're just staring and it's really awkward, just say, oh, look, he's got the same shoes as you, or he's wearing a Ninja Turtle sweatshirt. You know, point out some similarities and kids will connect with that right away.
Ninja Turtles are the glue that hold this society together, I think. I really do believe that.
In a house of boys, yes.
Oh, good. So your kids are really into the Ninja Turtles. We got all kinds of Ninja Turtle stuff for Christmas.
Yes, yeah. Actually, for Halloween, our whole family were the boys. All four of them were the four Ninja Turtles, and I was April O'Neil.
You do family Halloween costumes, too?
That was actually the first time we've done it. But
we were a gladiator family this year.
Fun.
And last year, my oldest was Mario, my youngest was Luigi. Mm-hmm. I was Princess Peach and my husband was Toad. We've gone as my kids were Thing One and Thing Two,
mm-hmm.
and I was the Cat in the Hat, and my husband
so
was
cute.
Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost to the point now where they're giving me a little bit of lip about, but I want to choose my Halloween
right.
costume.
You're like, no,
so,
deal with it.
Like, yeah, as long as you're little, I'm going to force you into whatever I want you to wear.
Right.
That's just what's happening.
That's right.
I don't have girls, so I can't dress you up in pretty frilly
yep.
dresses, so I get to dress you up for Halloween one day a year.
I think that's fair.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of really great work out in the community. So what else do you do? Like, do you work outside the home? Do you, because you seem like a very complex person. person.
Well, I used to. I worked in marketing and business development until I had my first child, and then I kind of went part-time.
And now with four, you don't have time. But it sounds like marketing is a great background for this, because it sounds like you're really putting those skills to good use.
Exactly. I went to Bellarmine here, and I got a communications degree, and my husband would joke, you know, once I became a stay-at-home mom, like, how are you going to use your expensive Bellarmine degree? And now it's kind of coming full circle.
It really is. Now he's eating his words.
Put it together. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
As a stay-at-home mom, like I told you before, I've always been the type of person to keep busy, and I want to do something, and I want to make a change. I want to impact, you know, my surroundings. And I always said I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up until I had Aiden, because now he's kind of been the catalyst for, you know, giving me this purpose. And
wow.
Through some of the stuff that I've done here in the community, and then just having the blog and being contacted by other families, I developed a nonprofit called Apron Owl.
Oh, and cool.
Yeah, we kicked it off this in
you
September.
You do everything. You make me feel lazy.
Sometimes I think I do too much. But I have to try to keep it together as good as I can. And it's a very slow-moving nonprofit process.
That's motherhood, though,
yeah,
isn't
I know,
it?
Exactly.
We're all trying to keep it together
that's
as
right.
best we can.
juggle a lot of balls and just try to keep them all up in the air is what I'm trying to do. But, yeah, so it's been an adventure. And we just got our 501c3. And we're hoping to just impact the APERT community and raise awareness and help families.
So is this going to be a nonprofit that's going to raise money just for awareness? Or are you trying to, is there a cure? Is it something that's curable? Can you raise money for a cure? Is that what's going on here?
No, Apert syndrome is not curable.
Okay.
He'll have it his entire life. It's an autosomal dominant genetic condition.
So it's something that happens before birth.
It is. It was a spontaneous mutation in one of his genes, or one of our genes, for the syndrome itself. And while there was no, you know, predecessor to why we had a child with Apert syndrome, mm-hmm. Aiden would then have a 50% chance of passing it on to any offspring he decides to have.
Oh, okay.
But no, Apert Owl will, our mission is, you know, to just help families, providing those resources for them to find the positive part of this journey and not be so scared in the beginning. You know, if I've had one person contact
Step
me.
Step one, don't Google.
Exactly. No, really. But actually, you know, we created a website, and it's a very uplifting website that shows the face of this condition, and it's, you know, kids who are smiling and achieving things, and links to their family stories. And so if they do Google it, I want aprowl.org to be the website that they come to.
Fabulous.
That they find, and not these very outdated, you know, hard to understand medical documents from 30 years
and
ago.
And the worst of the worst and everything
exactly.
terrifying.
Right. I mean, we were told when Aiden was born that, you know, they recommended institutionalization, that he was going to have a poor quality of life. Yeah.
Do they still do that?
You know, I think they were just going from really outdated information. So, of course, you know, we were terrified.
Wow.
We had no idea what our future held. And now fast forward and we see that is just so not the case.
Wow.
We don't want any other families to get that misinformation
Absolutely.
In the beginning.
Well, good
either.
For you for getting that information out there. That sounds like really important information. And mm-hmm. there's just a lack of that kind of information out there. So thank you so much for doing that kind of work for all those families. That's really wonderful.
Thanks.
And now it's time for our Friday Funny.
Oh,
okay. You brought a joke for me, right?
I did, yes.
All right, let's hear it.
This is my niece gave me this one, and my boys just giggled all the way home when they heard it. And so, how do you make a tissue dance?
How do you make a tissue dance? How?
You put a little boogie in it.
Well, that is fabulous. Thank you so much for being with us today, and good luck with your library and your nonprofit and your four boys and all these things that you have going on. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.